die, bro.
1, 2, 3.
So, you're working in a Globo Gym environment, hitting the bicep curls and the workouts. What are you thinking? I mean, what are you? Are you aesthetically oriented? Are you just saying, "Hey, I'm looking in the mirror. I like what I see. I want more of that." And you know what? Maybe CrossFit can get me that. Or did you start to taste a little bit of something different? What was that process like for you?
Well, I think what really drove me was with CrossFit, it's like, you know, they say like every workout is like a athletic competition. It's great. And so for me, I was always competing in different sports, doing different things. And I just got tired of the same old Globo Gym bullshit. Like, you get tired of just, you know, bicep curling 50 pounds and maybe next time you try 55 pounds. It's just stupid, you know? And so it really just got really monotonous for me. When I started competing with CrossFit, like, one of the things we used to do is we used to throw on 135 on the bench press and rep it out 100 times and see who could do it the fastest. And so I think I got it like down to like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Little Globo Gym, little CrossFit, little mix. It was worked well. And once other people started competing against me at that, I was like, oh, I like this. You know, it's something to drive me forward, something to get me better results. And then that's what kind of led me into CrossFit. I didn't really care so much of the Globo Gym about the aesthetic looks. I was just kind of doing it to stay fit. But then I didn't know anything better. And that's when I found CrossFit, and it is better. And it drove me to better results, and now I'm more fit. You know, I don't care about my bicep anymore. I care about my overall.
Right. So you're in a Globo Gym environment. You know, the gyms are notorious. They make a chunk of their money from supplements.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, any of them like NOS or any like back in the day, the Ephedras, do you see any benefit from that kind of stuff?
I've never taken Ephedra or anything like that. I've taken like NO Explode one time. I tried it before a workout, and that made my heart just feel like it was going to come out of my chest, so I'll never do that again. But as far as supplements, I don't take anything at all. Every now and then I have a bottle of fish oils. If I remember, I'll take it. I have a bottle of protein from Rogue that they sent me. Thank you. And every now and then I'll take a scoop of that. But other than that, that's it. I mean, I don't really believe in supplements. I think you can get a lot through your diet if you eat right. And I eat okay. So I could probably still do better, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Do you ever weigh and measure, or are you just eyeballing?
Yeah, I don't weigh and measure. You know, I really like food. I love food. You know, nothing's better to me than food. So I want to be smart about what I choose, but I eat probably bigger portions than I should. You know, like if I'm going to eat breakfast, I'm going to have a bunch of eggs and, you know, turkey bacon, whatever it is. And I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm just going to eat it and enjoy my life.
Yeah. So you haven't done Ephedra, and you stopped steroids about 2 years ago? Is that?
I've never done steroids.
What do you think about the accusations that some people are using steroids? Do you think there's any steroid use among games competitors?
I don't think so. If you're doing steroids, I mean, I don't know too much about them. I've never done them. I shit you not, never done them. But you know, the muscle gains you'll see in like rhabdo and all those different things that happen. I just really don't see anybody being able to take steroids, get that big while maintaining flexibility, maintaining all the other 10 components of fitness. I mean, I just don't see that really happening.
Okay, 2009 games. Obviously, we know who finished in the top 10, top 15 of this year.
Right.
Anybody that you know of who's wasn't either wasn't at the games, or you think is going to be a contender, some dark horse that you've got your eye on for 2009?
I mean, I never count anybody out. You know, if I have some Joe Schmo off the street and he says to me, "Hey, look, I'm going to beat you in this year's games," I'm going to say, "Damn, you might beat me." I mean, you know, you never know. You never know. Some guy come out of nowhere and just kick ass at all this stuff. And so, yeah, I have quite a few guys in my gym that I think could do really, really well. And I think other gyms have the same situation. I think people, as more people get into the sport, like we were talking about, there's 830 affiliates now. There's going to be more and more people, and that's just going to bring the, you know, athleticism and the amount of competition up and up and up, which I'm excited for. I think it's going to be great.
So no, there's not any one person who's caught your attention. What about, we got this rhabdo. Do you hear his 153 Fran?
I think that's amazing. We'll have to see. I mean, you know, I like to see how people compete in different realms. You know, you have Fran, which is great, but I'd like to see him run. I'd like to see him this. I mean, I haven't seen him. He might come out and just get crazy. I mean, I have people in my gym that might come out and just, you know, just explode and just go crazy. I mean, you never know. That's the best part about this sport.
Does it make you nervous?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm totally nervous going to the next year's games, but I think like this year's games, I'm going to approach it the exact same way. If I win, great. If I don't, I'm going to bust my ass trying. You know, I think that's the only way you can go into it. If you really go into it all stressed, like, oh my God, I got to win this and that, then, I mean, you're not going to enjoy yourself. You know, I try and enjoy these events. Like, I like seeing Pat Barber kick some ass. That I like that. I think that's cool to watch him set PRs for himself. And I wouldn't wish that against anybody for them not to hit PRs. I think it's fun to watch. I think it just, again, just increases the sport so much that benefits me in the long term, because the sport just can get more and more and more popular.